We want to turn our attention now to a story that hits close to home for many of us here. Two reporters have been killed in Iraq in the last 2 days. According to the Paris-based Reporters Without Borders, more than 150 journalists and more than 50 of their assistants have been killed in Iraq since the beginning of the war in March 2003. On Monday, D. Abdul Razak al-Dibo, a reporter who wrote for two newspapers in Tikrit, plus his two bodyguards, were killed in an ambush. And on Sunday, a colleague of ours at the Washington Post, Salih Saif al-Din, was shot in the forehead while taking pictures for a story. Both were Iraqi nationals, as are most of the journalists being killed in Iraq. Foreign media in Iraq, including NPR, often rely on Iraqi reporters to be their eyes and ears in the most dangerous areas. Abdul Razak al-Saidi, a New York Times reporter and a native of Iraq, is currently a Nieman Scholar at Harvard University, and we're pleased to have him with us here. Hello, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
These tragic reports are no news for you. In July of this year, as I understand it, you also lost a fellow journalist, Khalid Hassan. What happened?
What happened in July, it's my colleague, Khalid Hassan, who was 23 years old. He sent us in the newsroom a text message and a cell phone. He said, my area is blocked by military forces. And then he tried to find a way to come to the work. It was Friday. And he said, I'm going to be late. And then 1 hour later, his mom, she called us and she said, he's dead. He was killed. So he was shot in an area called the Sadia, which is west of Baghdad that he used to live. And on Sunday, the reporter for the Washington Post, Jassar Saifuddin, also he was killed in the same area of Sadia.
Do you believe that journalists are being targeted because of their work, or are they targeted because they are perceived to be affiliated in any way with Western entities, no matter what they're doing, or is it random?
Well, you know, by being a reporter or journalist in Iraq, that's been your target, you know, especially the reporter who work for Americans or Western media. Let me tell you, in 2003, for instance, during and right after the invasion, journalists would put the word and sign press on their flag jackets or on vehicles for protection. But if they do that now, that would put themselves in serious danger. So it's a chaos there. It's really random. And you don't know who's the enemy. I mean, we are the reporter there. We are a target by everyone, by militia, by the insurgents, and even by, you know, regular military forces, by the army.
Is the point to keep people from telling the story, or is the point just to intimidate anybody who's perceived to be affiliated with the West?
Both. It's both. So that, therefore, we have to keep a low profile while doing our job. But it's difficult to keep the balance between reporting and safety.
How do you keep at it? How do you keep yourself wanting to do this?
You know, to keep myself low profile, so sometimes I'm doing the reporting without saying I am a reporter for the New York Times or Wakwato, you know, for any other media organizations. I just try to, you know, get the report, get information, and to be identified, to be, you know, as much as I can. Of course, you know, this is, you know, very difficult. But honestly, the matter there is the matter of luck.
Reporters often don't like being at the story themselves, but in this case, you are. So is there something that you would like people to know about the way you have to do your job or why you do your job that you would like them to know?
Yeah, it's by being a reporter, it's something track you, you know, to go there and doing a story and tell the people about the story. It's the issue also of challenge. You can't stop. That's the point. You can't stop. So therefore, still in Baghdad, you know, hundreds of journalists, Iraqis, Arabs, or Westerns. Sometimes when you have big stories and a story, you have to do it. You have to write it. So you can't stop yourself.
Abdul Razak al-Saidi is a New York Times reporter, a native Iraq. He's currently a Nieman Scholar at Harvard University, and he joined us on the phone from Harvard. Mr. al-Saidi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.